Hey there, friends. Jay Revel here. Welcome to episode 4 of the Jay Revel Show. I sure am delighted to have you tuning in today. I am always just thrilled by the prospect of having someone reach out to me and tell me that they're enjoying listening to the podcast. And over the past few episodes, I have gotten a few of those messages. So keep them coming in, folks. I love hearing from you and love getting your feedback, and I sure do hope you're enjoying the show and hopefully telling some friends about it. Today, I have got a wonderful story for you. Earlier this summer, I had a chance to venture back to one of my favorite destinations for golf, Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you've never been to Chattanooga, hopefully you've heard of it. It's a great city that really has embraced a new age identity in the last few years. They've done amazing things. They have a wonderful downtown and really a vibrant community with lots of activities. But what most people probably don't know is that it's an unbelievably good golf town. There's some fantastic golf courses, and I ventured there with a large crew of folks who are fans of the world-famous Sugarloaf Social Club. If you're familiar with Sugarloaf Social Club, you know that their brand is all about great golf experiences. If you're not, you should give them a follow on Instagram and keep up with their world. But I've always been proud to know some of those guys and was glad to be able to join them for a recent golf trip. And as part of that golf trip, we were able to visit one of my just absolute favorite golf courses. It's called Lookout Mountain Golf Club. And my story for you today is a little bit of a descriptive tale of the times I've spent at Lookout Mountain and what it's like to be there, what it's like to be in this amazing plateau that soars over the city of Chattanooga and the incredible views that are afforded there to golfers who have the opportunity to play this amazing Seth Rayner golf course just outside of, or just over, for that matter, Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I'll get right to it. We've got a new story. I call it Welcome to Fairyland. Enjoy. On Lookout Mountain, you can see 7 states from the vistas that have drawn visitors to its peaks for over a century. Those views are amplified from the tee boxes and greens of the Lookout Mountain Golf Club. The golf course is on a plateau that is perched on the side of a mountain that towers over downtown Chattanooga, Tennessee. The club is an enclave. There is no easy way to reach it, and once you make it there, it's hard to leave. The road to Lookout Mountain is long and winding. There is no shortcut to climb the massive outcropping of earth that straddles the state line between Georgia and Tennessee. The 25-mile-per-hour drive up to the plateau is comprised of switchbacks and sharp turns that are often on the edge of a cliff and test the nerves of even the steadiest of pilots. The slow crawl is typically accompanied by a caravan of sightseers, and the steep climb of a road takes you to a small southern village in the sky. There are a number of roadside attractions that bring people from far and wide to the top of Lookout Mountain. See Rock City. Climb Ruby Falls. The signs pointing to these places dot the highway landscape for hundreds of miles in every direction. Lookout Mountain Golf Club was also part of the visitor brochure once. The golf club was included in a set of attractions that were once promoted around the South as a mountaintop retreat with all the fixings. Welcome to Fairyland. The golf club on Lookout Mountain was developed in 1925 as part of the larger Fairyland development. Fairyland was envisioned to be a resort destination of national appeal, and the golf club was an integral part of that. Through the connections of its initial partners, one of the great golf course architects in American history was engaged to design the course. His name was Seth Rayner. Rayner got his start as the lead engineer for architect Charles Blair McDonald, who was his mentor and the father of American golf. Rayner made a name for himself by following in McDonald's footsteps and designing great golf courses throughout the country. Rayner courses were similar in style to McDonald's and steeped in the architectural traditions of the game from Scotland. In the 1920s, Rayner was in high demand in building brilliant courses across America. But it all ended when he met an untimely death at an early age. Lookout Mountain was his final design. In his time, Lookout Mountain Golf Club was one of the most expensive golf courses ever built. Construction required the use of steam shovels and other New Age tools to move rock and soil atop the mountain. The project was completed just before the Great Depression, and it was only after those years of austerity that the club began to succeed as originally forecast. Today, the club is home to a dedicated membership of golfers who have an appreciation of history and an ongoing love affair with the views afforded them by their Golden Age golf course. Rayner, like his mentor McDonald, was well known for his use of template holes in his designs. Template holes are derived from time-proven design concepts born in Scotland. These templates have intriguing names like Road, Biarritz, Short, Alps, Redan, and Double Plateau. Lookout Mountain features many of the template holes made famous by McDonald and Rayner, and they are set in beautiful surroundings. Although the artists responsible for their existence have been gone for the better part of a century, the template holes created by McDonald and perfected by Rayner live on at places like Lookout Mountain. Seth Rayner did not manage to see his final golf course come to fruition. He passed away before the project could be completed. The construction had to be carried out by other associates, and today the course is missing some of the details that Rayner prescribed in his plans. Even still, the course is a living, breathing monument to the talents of one of America's great golf architects. The members of Lookout Mountain Golf Club take great pride in their Seth Rayner heritage and continue to work to restore and reclaim his original vision for their most coveted golf course. I have been fortunate enough to visit Lookout Mountain Golf Club and to play Seth Rayner's last layout. From the moment I first saw the course, I knew I had found some place special. The roads that lead me to Lookout Mountain are like sirens calling me up the cliffside, and when I set foot on the first tee, I am overcome with delight. From the opening shot and all the way through the course, and back to the parking lot, the views are captivating and the golf holes are marvelous. Lookout Mountain has long been described as a mountain links. The course plays over the plateau at the top of the mountain and feels more like Long Island than Tennessee. There are numerous elevation changes in the routing, but not the kind players are accustomed to seeing on a mountain course. The hills are more subtle, and if the views of the mountains were replaced by the ocean, you'd believe you were in the Hamptons. When I have the pleasure of playing Lookout Mountain, I find myself often lost in a stare, focused on some distant mountain range. The focal point of these visions can oftentimes be hundreds of miles away. From this perch in the southern sky, there is seemingly no end to the world. The green mountain tops on the horizon slowly blend into the deep blue hues of the atmosphere, and in the foreground are golf holes that require the attention I am instead offering to the views beyond. It's easy to be hypnotized during a walk through Lookout Mountain. The distractions of playing among the mountaintops are a welcome reminder that golf is a game based in nature. The great stadiums of the sport are not man-made, but molded by our Creator. The gentle rolling of a mountain range consumes the periphery of the golf course, and in those moments, lost in a gaze, I smile and thank God that golf is my game. There are many aspects of Lookout Mountain Golf Club that make it a unique experience. The mountain links has quirky delights baked into its existence that only add to the list of reasons why I jump at the opportunity to go there. There are boulders that protrude into play, greens that are impossible to read, and the course comes back to the clubhouse after 12 holes instead of 9. In a world where so many golf courses are sterile and made to fit a preordained description, Lookout Mountain is as refreshing as the water pouring overhead at nearby Ruby Falls. When Fairyland was envisioned as a mountaintop tourist attraction, its backers saw the potential for a destination that provided entertainment through adventure. In my time at Lookout Mountain Golf Club, I have found joy in that original intent. The golf course there is a guided discovery of Appalachian America, and it is curated through the inspired designs of its acclaimed architect. When I am playing from the precipice of Seth Rayner's swan song, I can only imagine how spoiled I could become by being there more regularly. The road to the top of Lookout Mountain builds anticipation for an incomparable golf experience. There are many Rayner courses in America, and there are numerous mountain ranges from which golf is played. But from Lookout Mountain, you can see 7 states and walk through fairways in the clouds. The mountain links is an achievement of engineering, atop a landform that seems to float above the world like an island in the sky. The excitement I have found with each climb up to Lookout Mountain is only dampened by the sadness of having to come back down after I play. My trips to Lookout Mountain Golf Club have been few, but my enjoyment of the course has been endless. I celebrated my 30th birthday there, and I have returned to play with friends from across the country. The club hasn't gone by the Fairyland name for decades, but I still believe there's magic there. When I'm at Lookout Mountain, I think of Seth Rayner, standing there at the border between this world and the heavens, and I wonder if he ever knew this work would be his last. If he did, it would be hard to imagine a better setting for him to craft a course to be his finale. I believe that this mountain links is one of Rayner's underrated works, and every time I play it, it rises in my ranks as one of my personal favorite places for golf. When my travels take me to Tennessee, I look up to the cliffs that soar over Chattanooga. I know the road to Fairyland, and I can't wait to climb the mountain again for golf. Just reading that story again makes me want to get in the truck and point the wheels north once more to spend a little time up in that beautiful corner of the world that is right on the line between Georgia and Tennessee. Chattanooga and all the areas in between there are really, really wonderful places, and there's a lot of wonderful people there. I've got some great friends in that area, and making more with every trip I take. So I'm excited to hopefully get back up there in the not-too-distant future. And as I do, I look forward to sharing some more stories from some of the great courses there. I won't spoil it too much for you, but if you've never been to Sweetens Cove or the course up at Suwannee or the Honors Course or some of these great places that are in Chattanooga, they're really wonderful, and I look forward to telling you a little bit more about them soon. And as always, I want to thank you for spending some time with me and listening to this podcast. A lot of times these trips are possible because of you, my friends who are in all corners of the country, who help me get on some golf courses from time to time. Lookout Mountain is a private club, and I owe it to a few special friends that have been very generous to help me get on there in the past, and I look forward to being able to do that again sometime. And I always hope that when I write these stories that I can do these courses justice and do my friends justice who are nice enough to have me out. And it's my little way of giving back to the golf world through a few words that I spend together. So, like I said, thanks for being with me. I can't tell you how much it means for you, to have you listening in. It really is cool. And as always, if you're enjoying the show, I hope you'll tell your friends, and hopefully you and I can connect sometime. Maybe we can tee it up somewhere down the road. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you real soon.